This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for, oh my gosh, it's Friday the 13th. Ah, that just came to me. Episode 1797 brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Hello, everybody. It's Friday the 13th. Which means there's a brand new SpongeBob SquarePants special tonight on Nickelodeon. I'm so excited.
That's what you think of with Friday the 13th, not cats or ladders or any of that.
There's a new, it's like a claymation SpongeBob. It's
gonna well, that makes it extra special. Do they still do claymation, by the way, or is that all CGI claymation now?
Oh, I'm sure it's CGI claymation.
That's pretty sad when we can't even do real claymation anymore. We have to CGI that too.
It could be. I don't know. It would take 47 years to do a SpongeBob special, though. Hey, it's cool news. There is a new sponsor of the artist formerly known as the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. It is now the Land Rover Kentucky 3-day event. And let me just tell you, I'm so sick of all of you going, I'm going to call it Rolex. I don't care. I'm going to call it Rolex because that's what it is. Let me tell you something. Rolex bailed on us. Screw Rolex. You don't have one anyway. You don't care. If somebody wants to take over sponsoring an eventing show, I'm in. It's the Land Rover. I don't care. It's just, to me, it's like, Rolex bailed because they're like,
but let's be fair to Rolex. They did it for 36 years.
That's great. 36 years and now they're done. They quit.
We're all going to be calling it Rolex just because that's what we think.
But you can't do that because it's the Land Rover now. Because how much do we complain and whine about prize money?
Calling it Land Rover does not have the same ring as Rolex. It doesn't. Maybe we could come up with a more clever name, like the Rover or Rover 3-Day.
Yeah.
When you put land in front of it, that's what makes it weird. It sounds like something that went on Mars. I don't know.
You know, honestly, is Range Rover the same thing? Because Range Rover 3-Day would be kind of easier to say.
It would. But they're like, I was just looking up the prices today on Land Rovers and Range Rovers before we started. And I was surprised. I didn't realize the Land Rovers are extremely affordable compared to the Range Rovers. Land Rovers started about $40,000 and go up to about $60,000. The Range Rovers started about $80,000 and go up to $120,000.
I'll take two.
Oh my God. But then again, Rolexes went up that high too. So.
Yeah, well, as much as we complain and moan about no prize money in eventing, if some sponsor wants to step in and, you know, be a title sponsor for something, I am here to tell you that I will support that 100%. It's the Rover 3-day, baby.
And you know what? The Land Rover Burley horse trials exists as well. So now they have two of the 6 4-star events that they're title sponsors of.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I think it's exciting and I think it's great and I'm in. I'm supporting it.
You know, I don't think people really were dead set on Rolex the company because you're right. How many of us have Rolex watches? Probably 1% of the people listening right now.
Michael Young is like 7.
Yeah. But you weren't in it for the brand. You were in it because that's just what it's been called for 36 years.
I know. Yeah. It is amazing. And I'm trying to think of those 36. I think I've been to like 30.
You know, I remember years and years ago, we just called it Kentucky. It was just the Kentucky event. It was just Kentucky, you know, and then it Rolex. You know, you do that for name recognition, and they certainly got that, didn't they, over the 36 years?
Yes, they did. That's why I'm going to let them own it. Land now, Rover, I love you. I'm in.
Now it's the Rover. Still kind of funny to say.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show? Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Neil O'Connor is going to stop by first thing, and he's going to chat about something called the Dress My Horse app. That's right. There is a phone app to keep your horse from committing fashion faux pas. And then next up, Horsemanship Radio show host Debbie Laux is going to stop by, and she has some things to say about the cool new learning opportunities coming up at Flag Is Up Farms. And topping off our Friday adventure, like whipped cream atop your grande mocha pumpkin spice soy milk turbinero sugar latte. It's really badass. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
I bet she orders that.
Well, my Daily Whinny goes out to everybody that is helping rescue horses and people and property in California. There were so many stories of horses being rescued that I read this morning, and I've been seeing on Facebook some of our listeners helping out and our auditors. And I just wanted to thank everybody who's been working so hard up there to help everybody. This is not over. I know you have relatives in that area. Mm-hmm. And boy, it's just not over yet. They said that they only have it 20% contained. It's just, you know, there was a story about his name is Pepe Tamayo. Yeah, he and his family of five actually were blocked in. They thought they could get out the one road. It was blocked. This thing is traveling so fast that people are not having a lot of time. And he said that, you know, the flames were 15 to 20 feet high. He couldn't get out any of the roads. The one he thought he could get out, he couldn't get out. He thought he was going to die with his family. A helicopter came in and took them. He had two horses. He didn't know what to do with them. So he did what we've talked about in the past, turn them loose and let them try and figure it out. He put his dog in a truck, and a firefighter apparently was there and said they would take care of the dog. Well, after it was all done, he came back and his property was completely destroyed. Dog was alive. And a day and a half later, his horses came wandering back to the property and they were fine. But he said, it's a bad dream. We lost everything. It looks like someone threw a bomb and got rid of everything. It's really hard. But his horses and his dog were there. So, you know, there's a ton of these stories right now coming out of California. And then I also have this too. And I know it's a Friday and we're supposed to be chipper and upbeat, but I'm doing this anyway.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
And that goes out to all the looters who apparently are ravaging the neighborhoods. As soon as people leave, they go in and start looting. And for all of them, you're just assholes. So I'm just saying that's.
Well said, my friend.
Just, I don't know what else to call him other than that. So there we go.
Well, after something like that, I just need to tell you that I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend. Woohoo! So my husband is gone on a military trip. And what do? You go horse shopping in Vegas. I found a horse for my client. It almost seems like it's too good to be true. It's a really, really nice horse for a really reasonable price, and like not even reasonable price, like way low price. So I tempered her expectations with this. We could get there and it could be a disaster, or we could get there and it could be an amazing unicorn that we just happened to find on dreamhorse.com. So, thanks to everybody who helped and wish us luck. And I'm taking Lucas to Vegas. And that hasn't gone well in the past.
You're going to just drop him at the blackjack table and say, I'll be back in a couple hours there, son. Here's $20. Buddy.
Here you go. Make mama some money.
Yeah, I got to pay for this trip.
Well, I talked to Rachel Rosenthal. She's our listener, and she works for one of the Cirque du Soleil shows.
Yeah,
so
does.
I'm like, is that good for kids? Maybe we can go. And she's like, yeah, it's a great show for kids. Mystery. So I went and I was like, I'm going to buy tickets. Yeah, no, I'm not buying tickets. It was like $175 for seats to sit with Lucas. If you bought random tickets that were scattered around, they were $80 a ticket. And I'm like, you know, Rachel, call me when you got some comps.
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil's are not cheap. Well, any show in Vegas isn't cheap.
It's amazing.
And you really didn't want to drop your child off in the middle of two other people and say, here.
No, I'm staying with a girlfriend and I'm like, I wonder if she, I mean, I'm like there to kind of visit her, but is it weird if I'm like, hey, great to see you. Here's Lucas. I'll be back in 4 hours. Is that appropriate?
Probably. Do they have like babysitting places on cruise ships? They have the places that'll babysit your kid all day. Do they have that in casinos where you just drop your kid off? And
you got along well with Lucas. You want a plane ticket?
I'm going to be busy. I'm sorry. Is that this weekend you're going?
Jen. Yeah, I'm going to leave tomorrow morning and drive up there. It's about four and a half hours. So it's not a tremendously bad drive. And so we're going to drive up there tomorrow. And yes, I know what you're all thinking. Yes, we are taking the trailer.
Yeah, well, that's a long drive not to take the trailer. What kind of horse is it again?
It's an Oldenburg mare.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
So we'll see how it goes. She actually wanted a mare, and she wanted a horse that's not brown. And it's a brown mare.
Of course it is, because 99% of the horses out there for sale are brown.
So like, what do you mean you want a blue roan event horse? That doesn't happen. We're getting the Western out of her. I'm wringing it out of her.
Western, they really are into their colors. They like colors.
Oh, yeah. Hey, also, just an update. I have been shopping for a pony cart for Magic.
It's taken me precious. 6-7 years, but you're going to be driving horses before long.
I know. And can I just tell you how nonplussed my husband is about this whole thing? You know, babe, it's your 40th birthday. What do you want? And I'm like, I want a pony cart. He's like, what? Huh? A pony cart. I want to teach Magic to drive. But it's your birthday. Do you want like jewelry? I'm like, are you new? Do you know me? This is like a life change. I'm hitting 40. I'm going
to
start.
Do I have to have him back on the Horse Husband Show? Does he need a refresher?
Yes, because I actually found, because this is like, you know, he's going to get me a birthday present. Well, I found a pony cart and I'm like, I want this for my birthday because I don't really do surprises. And he knows that, but he hates that. So I sent him what I want for my birthday. And I sent it to him and said, babe, I found a pony cart. It's only $2,000. And he wrote back, what? $2,000? You really want that? And I go, just kidding. Ha ha. It's only $500.
Because the harness is going to be another $1,500.
That's wife level expert right there, people. Because now $500 doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, you got that salesman thing down. That's for sure.
I got it.
Is he getting you the cart?
I don't know. He's still out of town.
Oh, okay.
He will be, though, because if he doesn't, I'm just going to go buy it.
Now, is it the right size? Because carts are picky.
I don't know, Glenn. And so I don't even know what, if you gave me a harness and said, here, this is for free, take my harness, I'd be like, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to hit
it. Well, I will tell you this. This is my advice to you. Same thing we did when we bought our cart and harness is we contacted Dr. Wendy and got professional advice because she will tell you if the cart's the wrong kind of cart or if it's the right size for your size pony. She'll help you with all that stuff. And then the harness, she'll help you with that too.
I'm one step ahead of you because
you already contacted her.
Not her, but somebody else. There's a lady in my neighborhood who shows, and one of our listeners actually knows her. She shows world champion minis.
Oh, well, she'll know about sizing then. Yeah.
I have a lesson next week.
Oh, really? To drive a mini?
I messaged her on Facebook and I'm like, her name is Jessie. And I'm like, I got a pony and I want to drive it, but I don't know what to do. She's like, oh my God, bring the pony over. Let's do it. I'm like, no. Like if I bring the pony over, I'm going to lead it. Like there's nothing, there's no knowledge at all. Like, it's like going to a riding lesson and you've never ridden, you know? So I'm going to go have a driving lesson with a pony that doesn't drive with a person that doesn't drive. I'm like, I'm a blank slate.
That's how I started. And it wasn't pretty.
No, yeah. No. She's like, well, what about the harness? I'm like, no, I don't have that. I don't even know what to do with it. I don't know how to hook it up. And she's like, well, you have to take the measurements and we'll get you one. What do I measure?
Yeah, it is what we all go through when we first start driving. And then, you know, there's a lot of parts to a harness. People don't realize how many parts there are. And they all have adjustments. Idea. Every part has an adjustment. It's like,
so I might have already gone and looked at the cart, but don't tell Chad because I'm going to let him think it was his idea. And so I went and looked at the cart and I'm like, so these arm thingies that stick out, what? I'm like, I just back the horse into that. And she's like, oh, God.
Okay. They're called shafts.
Arm, yeah. Oh, yeah. She said that. That's right. Shafts. She said that. So I'm gonna give it.
Okay.
A go.
I'm really glad you're taking a lesson because this could go south very quickly.
I'm like, let's just hook it up, and I'd be like one of those people on Facebook that's selling a horse and the saddle's on backwards and the bridle's on upside down. That'd be me.
Yeah. I'm really glad you're getting the lesson. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
We do recommend that for anybody taking up driving because you know what, it can get dangerous real quick. So it is a good idea.
Yeah.
You know how it's a bad idea to learn how to ride together? You know, we're going to grow up together. The horse is going to learn with me. It's the same with driving. So
yesterday I was riding her and I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I got off of her and I started longlining her. And I have these barrels in big plastic barrels in my arena. So I put a bunch of rocks in the barrel in the arena. And I've taught Magic to stand still. She's super good at standing still. So I put rocks in the barrel and I'm like moving the barrel in circles around her, like rolling it. And it's like, you know, going all around her. And she stood still. And then I got behind her and I'm like taking the barrel and pushing it to her right, behind her, to her left, to her right, to her right. Just kind of trying to desensitize. I don't know what to do. So I'm doing this. And then I start driving her with my left hand and rolling the barrel behind her with my right hand. And all I could think of was like, please nobody drive by. Please nobody drive by. As I'm driving a horse and pushing a barrel with rocks inside it.
That video would have been funny.
Please. Yeah.
You wouldn't have gotten any negative comments on that video at all.
No.
No.
Oh, God. No. The trolls would have come out like in full force.
All right, let's go to our first guest. This was actually something that you had found. We're calling England here, so we have to do it live on the air. So I'm calling him right now. But you had found this one, so tell us a little bit about it. It's an app, right?
It is a new app, and I thought all my sisters would love this one because it is an app where you get to dress your horse. And how many times we get a new horse? And I think I told the owner of Bit of Britain this. I said, listen, I don't want to have barn colors. I want to have specific horse colors because every horse is different and you can't have like a standard color with every horse because you get a chestnut that doesn't fit with a light baby blue and things. So I saw this on Facebook and I'd like to welcome Neil. Are you here?
I am, yes. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming on. You are obviously live. But tell us about Dress My Horse.
Okay. Well, Dress My Horse is a smartphone app, a free smartphone app for horse lovers. And it was designed to solve that tricky problem that I heard you introducing there, that you can't take your horse shopping with you to see what's going to suit him. So the idea behind the app is it lets you try before you buy by dropping saddle pads, leg protection, fly hoods, rugs, saddles, and more onto a photo of your horse to see what's going to work. But as well as that very practical application of being able to help you with your shopping, lots of our users have said it's really just a very fun way of playing pony dress up. And I think a lot of people are getting a lot out of that as well, you know. So yeah, that's what it is, and it's available on the app, iOS and Android platforms.
So you take a photo of your horse, and you just scroll through choices of colors. How does that work?
Yeah, so to get you started, there are a few stock photos on there of a couple of our horses, in fact, and a couple of others. To give you an idea, but you can then also just take a picture of your horse with your phone or use one from your library of photos. And really, as long as the horse is facing the right way to make sure it all lines up.
Kind of a profile view, right? Kind of a profile view.
That's correct. Yeah. And then you choose from the type of product you want to see. You can choose the colors. You can choose the brands. You can choose the cut, whether you're up to dressage or jumping. And you can filter on a whole range of things. You can filter by collection. So if you if you want to see the new if you want to see the new equestrian Stockholm collection or the Lemieux autumn collection, then you can pick from that as well. It shows you all the options. You click to drop it onto your horse, you move it around, you make it a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, rotate it a bit, and get it looking just right. One of the great things as well, we think, is that it also offers matchy suggestions. So if you pick a nice electric blue saddle pad, it will offer you matching bandages and fly hoods, for example. So
you can even, Glenn, do ear bonnets.
This is so like cute. This is like the matchy people's heaven right here.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really even aware that this is a trend. I'm one of these people who, myself, I'll wear a pair of shoes until the soles fall off, and wear my shirts until it's just ragged around the edge. So when my other half Sonia said, there's a really big kind of trend here in the horse world to just the matchy trend and to people wanting to coordinate their colours. I'll be honest, I was cynical, but we've been by some people. It's been really, really positive feedback from everybody. So,
well, let me tell you, Neil, I teach riding lessons here, and the girls, when they show up for their lesson, I have a stack of saddle pads when they go in to get their tech, and it's like genetically coded into women to select a saddle pad that matches their shirt. So these girls are 8 years old and they're like, I'm wearing a pink shirt. Do you have a pink pad? I'm like, there's some pink trim on that one. They're perfect. Okay, thanks. Do you have any pink wraps? I'm like, no, stop. But it's a genetically coded thing with women to make everything match on their horse. And this takes the guesswork out of what color is going to look best on your horse. And I think that you've created something, but I was wondering, there had to be a chick involved in this. You're just the brains guy, right?
I would not say that the chick has no brains. Very able and intelligent herself.
She must be right there.
That's a horse husband right there.
I'm sure she'll be tuning in. No, but you're right in one sense, is that I am the tech guy, and I'm the guy who sort of helps out at the stables and so on. I don't do a great deal of riding myself. I sit on and try not to fall off. She's a rider amongst us. She came up with the idea. It started really. I heard you alluding to it earlier that chestnuts. We bought a chestnut, and it was impossible for her to work out what was going to suit him. So she said, could you just mock me that up in Photoshop or something and see how that looks? So I did. And she was like, that's brilliant. That really, really helps. I now know to get this one and not that one. This color works, this color doesn't work. And it went from there. She said, you know what, so many people go on Facebook and are asking their friends what they've chosen, what they think would suit. She said, we could build an app for that. It would be so popular, you know. I come from a tech background, so I did the implementing. But she's certainly the brains behind the operation when it comes to working out what the app should do and the fact that a genuine market for this. So, yeah.
I like to think of it like this: she's the big idea guy, and you're the detail guy. She creates, right. You make it happen. I love it.
And Neil also knows how to not sleep on the couch tonight. You had the line of the week, by the way. That's going in as the line of the week.
That's great. So how's it been received? Are people downloading it?
Yes, it's been received really well. We launched it at the National Dressage Championships in the UK a few weeks ago with Lemieux. So I don't know how familiar you are with the brand over there, but it's a huge brand over here in England and the UK. And they were so supportive. They really, really helped us, and we got all of their products, all the key products on there. And so they sponsor the National Dressage Championships. And so we launched it there. We did promotional videos, and they helped us with telling their customers about the app. And when their customers were coming into their store at the championships thinking about buying products. They were saying, why don't you try it on this app? This is great. So we had a real kind of rush on downloads then, and they put it in their newsletter as well, which was great. And we had thousands and thousands of downloads from that. I just emphasize again, it's free. So it's not like, we're rinsing people for money to try this stuff out. It's fully free to everybody to download and use. And then, of course, when it went out after that, lots of bloggers gradually picked up on it. Horse and Hound, which is a weekly equestrian newspaper over here.
You've heard of it.
They ran a feature on it as well. Yeah. So they ran a feature on it as well. And it was, we've just had a constant stream, really. And it's really interesting to see it sort of start to move around the world as well, as people in different countries have picked up on it, and a blogger has done a piece on it. Then we've seen a run on downloads in different geographies as well. So that's been great, and it's really nice to know that it's universal. It's really nice to know that it's genuinely serving a need that I didn't realize people had, but it seems that they have.
Well, we have
very positive response.
You're going to see a few more. We have listeners in 90 countries, so you're going to see that's a few correct. More now. So.
Yeah. This is fantastic. Exciting, Neil. Congratulations. That's fantastic. I saw it on Horse and Hound, which is how I found out about you guys, and said, we have to talk to these people. It's just like horse boyfriend epic proportions right here. So congratulations, Neil. We are so excited about it. I can't wait to download it and see if it's free. I mean, my gosh, what do you have to lose? So everybody go download it. Where can they find it, and what's it called?
DressMyHorse.com, and from there you will find links to the iOS store, the Apple store, and in the Google Play store for Android. We also have an Instagram page, Facebook page, but you can find all those links on DressMyHorse.com.
Fantastic.
Really encourage people to give us some feedback. What would you like to see on there next? Which brands, which extra features, what do you like about it? What do you not like so much about it? But we'd love to hear from people and how they find it. So.
Fantastic. Neil O'Connor, thank you so much. It's dressmyhorse.com, everybody.
Another thank horse has been doing Goodbye. Wonderful, great things. Good job, Neil. Good job. Well, there you go. Dress My Horse. He was a fun guy.
Isn't that cool?
He did have the line of the week, though. That was good.
I didn't mean that.
You set him up so perfectly, too.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. To his girlfriend, I think you're amazing.
He answered it perfectly. He jumped right in and answered.
You did good.
Jennifer, you need to cut that out. That's good. We need to use that one again. All right. Let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're coming back with one of the terrific hosts on the Horse Radio Network, Debbie from Horsemanship Radio.
The sun is just peeking above the tree line as you walk into the barn. You grab your horse's halter off the hook and head out to the field. The dew shimmers in the sun as you walk across the damp grass. You call his name and his head comes up as he walks toward you looking for the apple in your pocket. You take your time grooming, enjoying the peace and quiet in the empty barn. A refreshing breeze greets you as you start down the tree-lined path. Your horse ambles along on a loose rein as you both enjoy a relaxing ride. The feeling you get on an early morning hack is why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Microphase. Fill the nutritional gaps in your horse's diet. Microphase Vitamin and Mineral Supplement is a low-calorie way to provide your horse with the vitamins and minerals missing from their diet. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
And of course, you can follow Kentucky Performance Products on their Facebook page as well. Search for Kentucky Performance Products. All right, our next guest. We all know her. She's been on the show many times before. Debbie Laux of the Horsemanship Radio Show. Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
It's been a while since I've talked to you anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like I'm a guest. I think I'm supposed to be the backdoor neighbor. I'm not.
We only invite you every once in a while for iced tea. You're that guest. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Debbie, has he not talked to you since you came to visit? Because what I am getting out of this is that you put him up in your home and then he just left and never talked to you again.
It's I went away mad.
That is it. Yeah. That was what it was.
That's about right, actually.
I talked to you once or twice since then.
I think so. Yeah.
But we were kind of busy with hurricanes and stuff. Yeah. I mean, we kind of had some things going on.
Excuses. Now, he never called.
Before we talk about anything else, Flag Is Up Farm is in a safe spot so far as the fires are concerned.
Thanks for asking. Yeah, we're good. Gosh, we're getting calls from all over the world too, which is really comforting and nice, I guess, that people think we could burn up all of California all at once. But no, it's mostly in Northern California and Southern California. But I'm close to
Is Up, for those that don't know, it's kind of in the middle, right?
In the middle. Yep. It's Central California. It really is. A lot of people say Southern, but it's more central. And it's Santa Barbara County. If you're looking on the map, it's the San Ynez Valley where we are. So we're over the mountains from Santa Barbara and kind of in a little closed in county. It's the only probably county left with wine anymore. No, I'm kidding. That's not a good thing. I know. But it is in Southern California. It's in the Temecula wine country area. Anaheim, is a big area. And I have literally friends that were helping evacuate horses and do all that. We talked about that on Horsemanship Radio yesterday about tips on, prepare now, that your horses are able to get on a trailer and have a trailer accessible and all those things. But Northern Cal is, like I was listening to you before this, that it is just very little of it is contained at this point. So we're going to be revising wine taste to now have ash as part of the ingredient of wine. I know.
Well, what that means is that, next time I come to California, wine prices are going to have escalated. So
through the
start
roof,
saving now.
That's okay. You're a beer drinker. It's all right.
True.
Even the rescue efforts are amazing. The stories, you've heard them, I'm sure, are amazing. But I think it's the wild critters too, that you just start thinking, all the trees and all the deer and all the, it's bad.
I was looking at some of the
deer and the wild horses
and whole neighborhoods just gone. I mean,
really fast.
There was a story, and I know this is not what we're supposed to be talking about, but there was this amazing story of this couple who got caught and was all around them very quickly, and they had nowhere to go, and they thought they were going to die. They were in their 60s, and they remembered the neighbor's pool. They spent 6 hours in the neighbor's pool going under the water to save themselves and holding the breath for 6 hours, and that's the only thing that saved their life.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because the heat, like my girlfriends, two of them got in a truck and started saving horses with a 2-horse trailer. And they said that on either side of the road, the flames were like 10 feet high and through the glass was just really, really hot. The heat.
It's literally like your tires didn't melt. I mean, literally.
That. They didn't even know if that would happen, if it was safe or not. They didn't, they didn't care.
They were both wearing Crocs, and when they got out of the pool, the Crocs had melted to the concrete.
No. See? Yeah. It's just crazy. I don't think we know what firemen do.
Yeah.
Just everybody go hug a fireman right now.
Jeez.
Yeah, and the first responders are amazing. And the helicopter guys and all those guys are just brave.
And then everybody that's just stepping in to help, period. All of you.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad that everything is safe so far. We're going to knock on wood. And I know that area has been hit by fire before. It's not immune to it. So
no, Santa Barbara can join them sometimes. Yeah, we get really dry there too. Unfortunately, we're in the San Ynez Valley is a little bit of a green belt. And you can have a fire, but it is a little bit better protected than some. Yeah.
Right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, so come enough visit. Enough about bad news, because it's Friday.
Sorry. I know. That's right.
No,
really bad ads.
It is Friday the 13th, though, so let's be clear about it.
Yeah. Forgot about
that. That's true. So, but I wanted to talk to you about something that I heard, and this is why I wanted to have you on, because you are at every course at Flag Is Up Farms, and I know that you've never really had a project horse in front of all the instructors, but did I hear that your dad gave you a project horse when you were in the fourth grade?
It's true.
your daughter.
You didn't call it a project horse, but it's true.
Here's this crazy horse. You train it.
Yeah, exactly. Here, daughter, let's throw you in the fire here. Speaking of fire, give me the story on that, because I heard it and I just had to know more.
I know. Sometimes I think about it and I think, oh my gosh, yeah, I did.
He was trying to kill me. He was trying to kill me.
No. It's a great story. Actually, a mare died. And just shortly after giving birth to this little filly. And, a lot of times that spells death for the little baby, unless you have a surrogate mother or something around. But dad said, hey, do you want to take care of this foal? And, he wouldn't believe in bottle feeding. So, you kind of think, cool. You're fourth grade. So how old are you? Eight, seven?
You get a baby horse. You're a wet nurse.
A baby horse. But how am I going to feed it? So a goat. So dad built me a stand and we bought a goat, and the goat goes up in the stand and nurses the baby. Is it, that's what the baby uses for mother's milk.
Really?
Pretty close to, yeah, really. You know how much I hate goats now? Because by the time I had to hike that second goat up there as the baby grew.
Hey, goats are always so cooperative and really like doing whatever you want them to do. Totally, yeah. Nope. Yeah.
Does that mean you had to like join up with a nurse goat?
Yeah, it doesn't work as well as horses. They practically had to ratchet those goats up into this stand every time. So yeah, and babies eat a lot. You learn that quickly. But it was a cool way to feel like a mama, with the baby like you have, because there really isn't a mama bond there. But not in a bottle fed way. Dad, he would say, no, you could train it like a horse. It's a horse. So Nyla's Doll is her name. And I raised her up and then we sold her and it was my project horse. Yeah. Kind of wild, right?
That's pretty wild. Fourth grade. And then you've got the problems that I'm having with Zara, who, because she's so friendly and so in your pocket, that you can't find like a personal space bubble, because they're like, oh, you're my mama now. So I'm just, oh my God, I'm scared. I'm going to jump into your arms. Like, no, you're 700 pounds. Like, stop it. Oh, so
she looks as tall as Zeus almost. Isn't she? Oh my gosh. Yeah.
She's so big.
Yeah. I had to do all that. And we didn't have the dually halter back then, which was really, would have been very useful. But, we had sort of a makeshift one, one that he called kind of like a come along. But anyway, you had to treat the bubble. I remember the first time I got on her, I had nothing but a little saddle pad on her and in a little pipe corral, and climbed on the fence and got on, much to parents' chagrin after they heard that I had done it. But she was just like Zara. She was just a little pet at that point, but she wasn't as big as Zara, but she's a little quarter horse mare, but she was big for me. For me. You had to keep her out of your space, and you had to think of all those things that were something that you didn't want to do, as counterintuitive as a little girl. But I think safety was always those things that we were taught. So mm-hmm. But people who take the courses get a much wilder horse. They actually have to start below water, with these horses that are usually from rescues or sanctuaries where people have given them a wild horse, or like you got Precious, Gallop Jennings Magic.
Yeah, I can't get it either.
That's more of a challenge, and you're doing it in front of people and all those things too. So,
when you get this project horse and say like, okay, because my next course that I'm going to take is the advanced exam. Mm-hmm. You take the intro exam, then you take the intro course, then the intro exams, and then the advanced course, which was a lot. It's just so fascinating. And the instructors love teaching that course, because basically you walk through gentling a wild horse is your morning. And then your afternoon is basically learning first saddles and long lining and join up with a horse that is just minorly less wild. Like one that you can put I think Magic, when we started her, you could put a halter on her because she liked to be scratched. But if you walked past her shoulder, she'd kick you. Because so it was like a whole process of learning how to train that. I'm telling you what, she's the best with her feet now. She picks up her feet so good. She's a saddle. I hop on her. I've mounted her from the ground, which I was on a trail and I had nothing else to do. And I thought, well, here we go. Let's see what happens. But the system is so great and it's such a great way to do it. But the next thing I have to do is the advanced exam. What do I have to do in that now that you're here on the air?
You think I'm going to tell you? No, I don't know what they do. Actually, the best teachers are the ones who know you at this point. And we do have the best teachers there. They, you know, I think everything, by the time you get to advanced exams, they know your strengths, they know your weaknesses, and they'll make you, you know, work on those things because you're going to have to teach it. And everybody knows if you ever have to teach anything, you have to be another level again as good at what you do. But you know what I found coming out of this is your tip is that the things that you feel you're the weakest in, you'll be the better teacher in. So I know that that's your ultimate goal is not only use the concepts to train your own horses, but to also share it and teach it. And I think that's the surprising thing that most people find is that because they struggled through certain spots. I don't see you struggling a lot, but I think, you know, there's probably spots in your mind right now. You're thinking about that. Oh man, I wish I was good as Denise on that part, you know, but those are the parts that you'll have to noodle all the way through because they're not intuitive. They're not just natural. They don't come.
It's not muscle memory yet. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and you know, some people are just catch on to certain parts of it faster than other parts. And those parts that you have to struggle through, you probably have to think all the way through and you'll be a better teacher because of it. The things that just come naturally, you'll go like, suck it up, do that. You know, it works.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Well, so, I think learn that it all. My other question was, where do a lot of the horses that you guys use for like the join up course? Because obviously these have to be pretty good, steady horses for a lot of the people that come in for these courses are not some beginner horse people for sure, but also just people that have never done it before. And you kind of need a patient teacher. And what I've noticed is the collection of horses y'all have there are so kind and gentle and patient. Where do they come from?
Well, everyone is a different story. And there is no respecter of breed or age or any of that. It's a good question, Jamie, because it's so interesting to watch how some horses will be 6-7 join-ups and done. I've had that conversation. Sometimes they're super intelligent. Sometimes they're just super bored, you know, like I don't want to do that anymore. So those aren't the ones in the courses. The ones in the courses tend to be these that like, oh, I love this conversation. Oh, look, somebody new is coming. And it's like Sancho. And I can put names on these guys, Trigger. They've done, 1,000 join-ups. But they don't do it rote. They make you work for it. It's not like Shy Boy. Okay, Shy Boy is rote. He's like kicking and farting between each transition, you know. He's like, I know this and I'm going to mess with you. These horses for the courses are really into it. They love the conversation. They love to make you work for it. They've got a little sensitivity about it. Like they'll make you, they're not going to just draw into you on that last join up. They're going to make you breathe down. They're going to make you avert your eyes and you know,
you can't just cheat.
You cannot cheat with these horses. And sometimes we have to keep rotating them through. So it's not the easiest thing to find all the perfect horses, but it's a study.
For my intro exams, I drew Chrome, Monty's horse.
Oh yeah.
And the other girl in the class was like, oh, you got an easy one. It's Chrome. And yep. Denise just kind of looked sheepishly.
It turns out
Chrome, Monty's horse, is like, you ain't going to get it unless you do it right. And I'm sending him in the join up and I send him around and he bucks and farts in my face and he's galloping and playing and all that. We ended up having a great join up, obviously, because I passed. But it was so funny because I'm like, this should be the easiest one, but nope, they all have their personalities and you're right. They just demand the correct conversation, which is so fascinating because if you do it right, it works. And that's what you guys can learn. Go ahead. Go go pee. Lucas just came out of bed and told me he had to go pee. Go pee, buddy.
Permission to pee.
Yeah. He likes to go outside and use the grass. sorry. Anyway, so you guys take these courses. There's a learning center in California where you can be a better course person. It's the Monty Roberts International Learning Center. You'll see Debbie's smiling face there every time you go. So I definitely recommend it. And
thank you, Jamie. Thank you. Yeah, it's always fun there too. You know, like this week coming up, in a week or something, we've got a thing called Real Men Cook. And like, that's like the last day of this introductory course that we have going right now. And there's like all these vintners are coming and they're hanging out in the covered arena and they make their favorite dishes and all these prizes. It goes to Arts Outreach.
I want to come to that one.
I know, right? It's really fun. It's like a celebration at the end of the introductory course.
I can cook. I can cook too. We can all cook together. Real men do cook. That's right.
Yeah. No, it started off as like a chili cook-off.
Either that or we starve. We'd marry a horsewoman. We got a choice, cook or starve.
These guys can really cook though, Glenn. Challenge. This is a really
The good news about that is all the broke-ass interns get to eat one night.
All the way around. It's like 50 vintners. I think it's like 35 vintners and 50 cooks, you know. And for some reason, the wine always runs out first. I don't know. But yeah,
Go check out the courses, MontyRoberts.com. There's a calendar there, and there's the intro course. I think the join up and long lining and all that. Do you guys still have the 10% off deal going, or is that over?
Join up in a long lining going on in October. So get in on that now. The introductory course is going on right now. So just a join up and a long lining. The October 23-26 is the join up, and 27-28 is the long lining. And then they've got a couple more courses in November too. And if you say Jamie sent you, you know, we'll get it through the fall. So there you go.
Sounds good. Hey, real quick, before we go, up next is equestrian first world problems. Do you have an equestrian first world problem? I'm springing it on you.
Oh, you know what? I hear them all the time, but it reminded me of the Heartland show the other day. I don't want to put Heartland down because it was really adorable, but thank you for giving me that tip about the join up at the end of that Heartland episode.
Oh my God, it was so beautiful. I cried. Oh,
I wanted to cry. I know. It's Jack? Is that the
Grandpa Jack did Grandpa a join Jack. Up and he's an old tough cowboy.
Gosh, and they made it beautiful with a sunset going down and then the girls all looking worldly through the window like, I told you. It was really cute.
Yeah. It was really cool. And just so you know, if you notice, when I was ponying Zara yesterday on Zeus, Glenn, you'll love this, I had a Western saddle on. And I'm surprised nobody said anything to me about it.
Oh, yeah.
Except for my social media consultant, Abby, who was there with me. And she's like, are you putting the thing was so dusty. I was like, you know, like cloud. She goes, are you putting a Western saddle on Zeus? I said, yeah. I was like, you know, I think it'd just be easy. I was like, wait a second. I'm talking to Abby. Okay. Let me tell you really why I'm doing it. Because I was watching Heartland today and Amy like dallied a horse off her horn. And I thought, what a good idea.
Exactly.
That horn does come in handy at certain times, doesn't it? There's a reason it was there in the first place.
Yeah. It's not a safety handle. It's, yeah.
It was actually used for things in the old West.
It's a place for a dally.
Yeah. That's right.
So I was telling Chad last night, I was like, yeah. And then I kind of dallied the lead line around the horn and he's like, what is dally? What is that? And I was like, I don't really know, but I think dally. I was really proud of myself.
She sounded like a cowboy.
I did. Yeah. I'm taking my horse training tips from Monty Roberts and Amy on Heartland. So there you go.
Heartland. Perfect. Now be careful because you know what the status symbol of all ropers is? Uh-oh. Missing fingers.
Yeah. Oh, God. From dallying going wrong.
Dally carefully.
Yeah.
dally cautiously. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Debbie.
For coming on.
Yeah.
And remember, Horsemanship Radio Show, you can find it on our app. You can search out any of your players that you use for podcasts. Just
and
search for Horsemanship.
The Cutshalls were on last time. Oh my gosh, I cried when she talked about what her husband said to her about adopting the Mustang. Oh my God, it was so good.
Sounds so familiar, right? You know, yeah.
Right?
You know, You could relate to that one. Yeah, they're so cute on that. That's our Mustang. We have two Mustang people, Mustang Maddie on that and the Cutchels on Mustangs. Such a cute episode. Yeah, we love doing it. It's so much fun. Oh, and we're going to have a naming contest for Skinny, by the way, Jamie.
Oh, he's finally going to get named.
Skinny, yes.
Yeah. All right, well, let me submit. Right. Let me submit.
All right. Thanks, Debbie.
Skinny, real quick, Skinny is a Mustang Glen that we used in our Gently Wild Horses class, and Monty adopted him and said he's going to like be the nephew of Shy Boy. He's going to win, you know, he's going to be the one that people look at when Shy Boy, I don't want to talk about that. So anyway, I would like to submit Fly Boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm writing this down. Fly Boy instead of Skinny. I'll take it.
Yeah, there you go. Done. Okay. Thought that the whole time. All right. Bye, Debbie.
Bye, Debbie. All right. We're going to take a little break. And normally we have a song at this segment, and then we're going to come back with Equestrian's First World Problems. But we haven't played yet the two other finalists in Equestrian's Have Talent. We've played one of them. And there's two more, and I want to play them for you this morning. One, the first one you're going to hear is Allison, who, one of our auditors named Allison, who's playing the piano. And obviously, she's had some professional training because it doesn't sound like anything like when Jennifer plays the piano. And then...
I'm right here!
And then we have...
Didn't you learn from our last guest?
And then we have Kathy Moss, and you're going to want to listen to this poem, Jamie, because I just cracked up when you said that your son was going out to the backyard to go pee, because this, well, you're going to want to listen to Kathy's poems, because she says it's about me, but I actually think it's about Lucas. So take a close listen, and especially to the end of the poem. So here we go. We'll be right back.
This is Auditor Allison L. Frank from Missouri, and this is my submission to the Equestrian Talent Show. I am going to be playing a piece of classical music on the piano, and I will have to flip a page in the middle, so please ignore me if I pause slightly. I hope you guys enjoy this.
She didn't play that. That was a radio thing. That's NPR.
Horse Radio Network. This is Auditor Alice.
Sorry, that was my bad. Yeah, she did play that, and that was really good.
That had to be NPR. Like, she just took a clip out of the NPR segment in between segments.
All right, let's try Kathy. You're going to love this poem.
Amazing.
Maybe. She takes a minute to start.
Hey, Glenn, this is AK Moss. And I want to say good morning to the horse world. Say, I just thought I'd go ahead and toss in a poem here. When you invited me to do this, I decided I would call your mom and get a childhood story that I might be able to incorporate into a poem. Now, I hope people know that when you are a poet, you have a tendency to exaggerate a little bit. This is how this goes. It's called Hi, Babe. When Glenn was a lad, a cowboy was his dream. He had watched all the movies, and so it would seem he had a cowboy hat, a badge, and a trike for his horse. These were all his necessities for his dream, of course. Now his ma had prided herself in his cute cowboy ways, how he would take his hat and trike. On warm, sunny days, he'd play for hours in the yard, all fenced in. His ma, for safety, would check on him every now and then. Now, they lived next to a college, and students walked by. He was polite to the girls, and Glenn always said hi. But one warm afternoon, Glenn was playing in the yard. He must have been too hot, or played a little too hard, for his ma heard giggles as the girls walked by. She went to the front yard to figure out why they would laugh at her boy and his cute cowboy ways. But what she saw made her stop, staring in a daze. For cowboy boots and cowboy hat was all Glenn had on. All his clothes were left piled in a heap on the lawn. He would stop his trotting trike, raise his hand high. "Hi, babe," he'd say, as the girls giggled by. Now, Ma, with embarrassment, she grabbed all his clothes. She grabbed Glenn by the arm, and she wiped his runny nose. She said, patient, "You have to wear all your cowboy gear if you want to play outside and run around out here." Well, Glenn said with a whimper, his voice shrill and loud, "Dang it, Papa, he did it in the house. And he seemed to be real proud." Well, that's the story I have for you, Glenn. I hope you have a great day. Take care. God bless. And we'll talk at you soon.
I wonder why she won.
I know. She's a finalist because it was about you. But that was really
Didn't
good.
You picture Lucas in that whole scene, though, out in front and waving at everybody naked as a jaybird?
Certainly wasn't trying to picture you.
The end line was good. All right. You know, I was over on Ovation Riding's Facebook page, and I found this from 3 days ago. One of their fans, one of their customers had posted this. Her name is Chrissy. She said, "A huge thank you to Ovation Riding and your superior products. I took a spill off my youngster yesterday." By the way, she had a picture of her youngster, and he's about 18 hands. "Youngster yesterday and landed on the cement on my head, arm, and hip. If I wasn't wearing a helmet, I probably would have been with severe brain damage or dead. I was wearing the Glitz helmet, and I'm replacing it through the amazing return policy. I've only had the helmet a year." Now, that's what, you know, we talk about Ovation helmets all the time. You use them. A lot of our listeners use them. You know, everybody uses the Ovation helmets because they have like 85 varieties of helmet. But we don't talk about the return policy, and you have up to 3 years if your helmet is damaged to return it. Now, there's a little bit of a prorated fee. It's not much, though, and they'll replace your helmet for you. So, you know, it's not a lot of the helmet companies will go that long, so it's really nice that Ovation does that, and they do it because they want you to replace your helmet, and that's something we have to remind everybody. You know, if you take a spill on your helmet, even if you don't see a crack on the outside, you should replace your helmet because the foam and the inner part of the helmet could be cracked, and then it loses its effectiveness the next time you hit your head. So we definitely want you to replace it, and Ovation does too, and that's why they have such a liberal policy for up to 3 years. After 5 years, you should be replacing your helmet anyway. You shouldn't use them over 5 years because they have degraded. And I know you had to return one of the little turny things in the back, the little sizing things had a...
The turny thing was fine. It was just the piece next to it attaching the helmet. I don't know if I dropped it or I put it down or something. Anyway, I picked up my helmet to put it on, and the thing was broken. The part that attaches to the dial. And so I took it back, and I just took it back to the tack shop, and I said, it broke. I didn't do it. Somebody else did it. And they gave me a new one.
There you go. There you go. And that's what's so nice about Ovation is they know, you know, you can count on them for all of their products, their saddles and their clothing and everything, but especially their helmets. Go to ovationriding.com or follow them on Facebook. Just search for Ovation Riding. What is Friday? And there's a new tradition on Fridays. First world problem, first world
problem, first world problem. Yes, it is one of those. And again, I'll start this segment with, if you have an equestrian first world problem, if you have an equestrian problem, it's first world. Like there's no, like something to do with your horse, you're complaining, it's first world. But that being said, I always ask people on Thursday to submit their current equestrian first world problems. And we got some really good ones this time. So I'm going to read some of the ones. Now, I do have to edit them a little bit to make sense here and there. Just add words here and there. So if you guys are like, she changed mine, it's only because I had to make it make sense in this situation. I didn't change much, though. Okay, so Jessica, her first world problem. And of course, you have to read them like a whiny girl, just so you know. I ride right at that time where the sun starts to go down. So now I have to go get off and then go turn on the lights in the indoor arena and then go get back on my horse because we don't have a light sensor. Nikki says, I'm not sure.
You know, that's
sure
something,
which...
you know, I got to stop you there. That's something all of us would complain about, though.
Get off and turn the lights
like, why
on.
Isn't there an app to just turn them on? Just get my phone out, press the button, lights come on. There should be an app for that.
Yeah, we'll talk to the app designer for Dress My Horse. I'm sure I'll come up with something. Nikki says, I'm not sure which color polo wraps I should get to match my new Fox Prince saddle pad. Avery, my phone can't pick up my typing because my fingers are so cold and I'm wearing gloves.
Where does she live? Alaska? It's like 100 degrees down here.
Karina, I can't think of anything to put on my Christmas list because I have everything horsey I need. Complainer.
She's not trying hard enough.
We can come up with something. Yes. I have to get this, Katie. This is awesome. I have to get a gooseneck hitch put on our new truck that we just bought. But I don't want to because I need to have somebody come get me because the mechanic doesn't have Wi-Fi and I don't want to get so bored.
That is first world right there.
Samantha, I feel for you. I can't decide if I'm going to ride my horse side saddle or drive her at the national drive at the Kentucky Horse Park this weekend. April, I feel your pain, girl, because I have to take a horse to a barrel race and I can't decide between turquoise or navy accessories for the weekend. Amanda says, I'm so busy tomorrow. My horse is getting chiropractic and acupuncture. How do you find the time? Katie says, I just can't figure out what C4 belt to buy. How am I supposed to decide when I like all of the colors? Michaela says, I need to buy another horse because I pay a 4-horse minimum on my property and I only have 3.
That does not happen often.
Yeah. John says, I can't decide whether to fox hunt, hunter pace, or do a lesson on Sunday. Sydney says, I'm trying to find a new time to pick up my new colt, but it's so hard to coordinate with people. And then this comes from Dear Abby. I broke a nail putting stirrups on my new saddle. And finally, this actually came from Abby. She found it on social media. Imagine this. It's a photo of a table, like the kitchen table, and it's covered in papers, just papers and pens, just like a mess of paperwork. And the caption, this is for real. This was not submitted on our page, which means somebody actually posted this on social media in a real-time first world equestrian complaint. Oh my God, I can't even. There is so much paperwork I have to do importing my horse from Europe. Somebody really complained about that. My horse from Europe is taking up so much of my time.
I have a first world problem. I have to bring it up. It is kind of equestrian because it involves you. So okay. There's this whole thread on the auditor page the other day that apparently, and I noticed they were the male listeners, not the female listeners. apparently some of the male listeners think that your singing doesn't suck like I think it sucks. So you the other day sang a little bit of Wrecking Ball. I think it was when Jemmy was
like
hold on. Let me finish my first world problem because it involves that. So I think Jemmy was on, right? And then Cheech started joining in, and then the two of you were like going at it. So I cut you off as I always do because you suck. And then they all were whining at me that I don't let you finish any songs and that they don't think you're as bad as I do. So my first world problem is whether to let you sing or not sing. Now,
I do
kind of own the Horse Radio Network, and I do write your check. So there's that. Actually, Jennifer writes your check. So we'll let it up to Jennifer. Should we let her continue or not?
All you ever did was...
She can sing as long as she likes.
You know what? You can't stop me.
Oh, I can because I have the mute button. Right there. Now she's gone, and Jennifer's gone, and I'm talking to myself. See?
Came in like a wrecking
ball. She's still singing. We'll check in with her in a minute here.
I never hit so...
So we'll see if she's still going when I come back to her. I'm not sure she will. Let's see.
Break your wall.
Yeah, she's still going.
All you ever did was...
Okay, you people asked for it. Here it is. I'm just going to shut up and let her sing. You asked for it.
We claw, we chain, our heart.
No, I'm done.
I was just getting to the good part, wasn't it? You forgot the words, didn't you?
No, I got the words. We claw, we chain, our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed. I fell under your spell, Glenn.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
But tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Miley Cyrus speaks to my soul. I mean, don't you ever say I just walked away, Glenn. I will always want you. I can't live a lie running for my life. I will always
Maybe if we auto-tuned you like she is, it would be better. We could try that. Jennifer, we're doing really bad ads right now, and we're not singing anymore. And these are ads that have been submitted by our listeners. They found them on Craigslist or Facebook or wherever wonderful horse ads are placed. And we just have fun reading them for the last half hour of every week. If you don't like us making fun of bad ads, then I would turn off the show now and come back on Monday, because that's what we're going to do. And we give prizes.
Speaking the English.
we give prizes. And our prizes every month, we take everybody that submits an ad, whether they make it to air or not, because there are a lot of them. We put you in a pot and we draw a name at the end of the month, and you have the opportunity to win one of two great prizes this month, which Jennifer's going to tell us about.
Prizes this month. First up, we have Hydration Hay. Hydration Hay is the best way to make sure your horse is drinking the water he needs every day and at the same time providing high quality forage. Each block will absorb 5 quarts of water, exceeding the water absorption of hay cubes or beet pulp. The convenient 2-pound block, each one the size of a small loaf of bread, are available in 6-packs or 12-packs for easy storage at home or on the road. And you can feel good about feeding Hydration Hay because it's made from simple ingredients: sun-cured timothy, orchard grass, and alfalfa hay, and vegetable oil. And it has an overall protein content of about 10%. You can find Hydration Hay at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to foragesolutions.net. And also providing prizes this week is Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's Hanging Balls, Licky Things, Squeezy Buns, and new Grand Mash. Uncle Jimmy's newest products, or Uncle Jimmy's products, are all made in the USA, including Uncle Jimmy's Grand Mash. And they're made with high quality ingredients and good old fashioned horse sense. His newest product, Grand Mash, takes this age-old tradition and moves it into the 21st century. Uncle Jimmy has combined wheat bran, oats, beet pulp, and natural flavors like apples and carrots. And then he kicks up the nutrition with flax, chia seed, and calcium. Find Uncle Jimmy's products at your local tack and feed store, or you can go online to uncle-jimmys.com.
Thank you, Jennifer, and thank you to our kind sponsors. Well, now we are going to head off to Really Bad Ads World, and in that world, you get 2 entries for the prizes if you submit your own ad that you read, and Laura has done that.
Hey guys, it's Carly.
Oh, well, that's not Laura
today.
We love you, Carly.
Let's do it this way. This is
Laura Berry from Fallon, Nevada. As I scoured the internet for this week's bad ad submission, I couldn't help but notice a popular trend among today's horse owner population. Sell your horse to the general public using the least amount of words as possible. And with this, I give you bad ads, the short and sweet edition. Horse for sale, $500. 18-year-old registered mare, been to chuck wagon races, trail rides. Horse, $800. Mare, horse, and filly for sale, broke to ride. Mini horses, $250. And last but not least, quarter mile mare for sale, $500. For sale. Thank you for listening.
I like that she kicked up the production value, music and everything,
yeah,
Laura.
She got producing that thing. That was awesome. Great job, Laura.
I like it. I like that. It was a good job. All right. Next one up. Sandy sent this one in. It was a Facebook post. ISO seeking safe trail horse. Only requirement is horse must be 17 plus hands. Rider is 6'5". The horse can be older, have one eye, missing a leg, can be as ugly as dirt, but it needs to be a master on the trails. Don't offer me a green, had some trail experience, fire, water, bred quarter horse, or just needs more wet blankets, teeny tiny paso. You're wasting my time and yours. Think woolly mammoth size equine with anti-lock brakes, backup camera, cruise control, and flappy paddle automatic transmission. That'll get my attention. The horse will have a wonderful home. PM me, please. That's pretty good, actually.
It's true. Just needs a few more wet blankets on it, and then you'll be fine.
Be fine. It'll be good for a 6'5" guy.
Yeah. How do you pronounce it? I'm so sorry. Isolt.
I don't know.
Isult.
Isolt. Okay. We'll go with that. And we apologize in advance.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I think your name is beautiful. Sent this one in. It's horse for loan. Oh, this is in the UK. So this is our international listener. I'm sorry. I'm so not international. Horse for loan, Newcastle, UK. 16-2 thoroughbred gelding for loan. Paco is 13 years old and has been a riding horse for 8 years. He's a total gentleman with lovely manners both in and out of the stable. He's done dressage and show jumping and some cross country. He loves to jump and can be strong, so not a beginner's ride. He can only jump up to 90 centimeters due to a bowed tendon from his time as a racer. Paco needs confident, experienced riders on hacks. He can be a bit of a shit as he can be nappy. He doesn't like to stand still on a hack and needs to be driven forward with confidence when he naps. Oh, he needs a light contact, but a firm hand, if you know what I mean. I've cantered and jumped on him in hacks, and he bloody loves it, but he can be a pig at times. Apart from that
little thing.
He's a total star in every area of his life. He's a gentle giant.
Apart from him running away with you and dumping your butt, he's fine.
Walking and running backwards, flipping over, you know. It's awesome.
All right, Rad sent this one in.
Hey guys, it's Rad calling from Wisconsin, and I have found a really bad ad on Craigslist from Ashland, Wisconsin. Buckskin quarter horse. I have come to the realization I should sell my horse. His registered name is Last Chance Gulch. I call him Chance. He needs to be worked with more. I have realized that I am not a confident person, and he needs a confident rider to lean on. I got Chance while in college with the intent of riding a lot more. I, unfortunately, have realized I am not equipped to handle this guy. He wants to please his person, and he really tries hard to. He would not be for beginners, but is great with kids. I love this guy so much. But it isn't fair to him that he just sits there without a job. He wants to be worked, and he wants to please. He does need a stern but kind hand. He's broke to ride and cart, though I have not carted him. He was trained for it and is the type that can sit and knows what he's doing. My price is somewhat firm. A good home is a must. I'm more concerned with that than time. He is around 13 years old and about 15 hands tall. I do not have his papers, but I do have his vet records. $3,000.
Is that something people
I'm
say?
They buy this guy. He's a beauty. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Is that something people say that they've carted their horse? Is that driving?
I've never heard the word carted before, actually.
Oh my gosh. I want him to like read bedtime stories to me.
He does have a great voice, doesn't he? Yeah, he does have a great voice. And how many contradictions can you get one ad? He's great. He's willing to do whatever you want, except he needs a firm hand because he's not really willing to do whatever you want.
But he's like really not for beginners, but he's awesome with kids.
Great with kids, you know? Kids who aren't beginners, apparently.
Steve sent this one in from Craigslist, and I don't know where it came from, what city, so I'm just going to assume it's Southern because... The title of the ad is A Pony and a Pig for Sale, $900. Here's the ad. The pony's 7 years old and very good with children. The pig is small and it's a female. The pony is also a female and it's a miniature pony. $800 for the pony and $100 for the pig together is $900. Thanks for that math, genius. I couldn't have put that together.
Joy sent the following one in. It's our horse trailer of the week, and it's way overpriced.
Wait, the picture is a picture of the rear end of a mini pony grazing, and there's a goat.
I thought that was a goat. I was going to. Are the pigs different in the South? I didn't know. Because it does look like a goat. Yeah.
It's just a picture of the butt of a pony.
They couldn't catch the pig to actually take the picture. All right. So Joy sent this one. It's our horse trailer of the week, $999, which is $700 too much. This is in Southside, Tennessee.
$999 too much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this trailer, it says it's road ready, approximately 16 foot long, 6 foot wide. It's used as a mobile chicken coop. The roosters come with it. They're just trying to get rid of the roosters. Because nobody will take them, as you discovered.
This looks like a Brinks without a roof.
It looks like a Brinks armored trailer. It really does. Yeah. It was blue maybe 30, 40 years ago. It's sitting in the middle of a pasture they have not mowed because it's a requirement not to mow before you take the picture of the thing you have for sale.
Road ready.
Road ready. I wouldn't put a horse in it, but you know
like
what?
What road?
I don't know. The back road, the very back road. And the roosters come with it. They're probably worth more than the trailer, actually. There you go. Jennifer's going to post that picture on Facebook because it's a classic.
That's awesome. The next one comes from Frida. Frida sent this one in. Pony training, $30. I'm not going to use the last names in the ad because they post their whole name. My name is Gannon and my partner's Colin. We're looking into training ponies and would like to make some extra money training them. The price on the training will be $30 a day. And if you have a bale of hay, bring it and make a name tag with your pony's name on it. And if you can remember your pony's name. Wait, hold on. What? This is all one sentence. We're looking into training ponies and would like to make some extra money training them. The price on the training will be $30 a day. And if you have a bale of hay, bring it and make a name tag with your pony's name on it if you can so we can remember your pony's name and put it on my list for training. And if you have a halter or saddle, bring it so we can train it with your equipment and your pony will be used to your stuff. If you don't, it's okay. We have equipment. Hope you have a pony and need a training.
Out of breath listening to that.
And it is a screenshot of a Craigslist. This is real. That was real. Thank you, Frida. That was amazing. How
many ponies does he have? He can't remember the names.
Like, how do you not remember the name of a client's horse in training?
Got a name tag. We need a name tag. We have so many ponies here.
And you're charging basically $900 a month to train a pony, and they got to bring their own hay.
And a name tag. Or we're going to
put a name
totally,
tag on it.
We're totally not even know what name
I'm curious is if you have a bale of hay and bring it, if you don't bring a bale of hay, are you allowed to make a name tag?
Or are they even going to feed your damn pony in the first place?
You don't have a bale of hay. We're not feeding your pony. And I didn't know if the name tag was for the bale of hay or the pony. I didn't know. So maybe you ought to bring like, two name tags.
It's so important.
Yes.
Just call them. You got to call them.
All right. Mary sent the following win in. Pekin ducks must go in Pearson. I have 6 Pekin ducks. Make me an offer. Trade me something. I just want them gone. I have too many birds. They eat too much. And I've discovered I don't even like duck eggs. Is Wendy getting rid of her ducks? Is this Wendy? Is she selling us?
6 new Pekin ducks for Wendy.
We have 32 hosts. I don't think she's... And for those that aren't in the inside joke, Dr. Wendy Yang, host of the Driving Radio Show, has a lot of ducks, and she names them after the hosts of all the shows. And so there is a Jamie Duck and a Glenn Duck.
She almost died last week.
Yeah. Jamie Duck almost kicked the bucket. Glenn Duck's the oldest one, I have you know. It's been around a while.
You're next.
All right, play sound. This is Carly, who I think is this ad.
Hey, guys, it's Carly. So I have a twofer today, and I went on Craigslist and I typed in stud because we all know where that's headed. And this is what I found. Wanted. Peak.
Okay, we both know Carly, and I have not pre-listened to this ad.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned, too. So, Jennifer, have you listened to this?
I have listened to this ad.
It is approved?
It is rated G.
Okay, good.
Okay. Cock stud. Meta.
Well, let's go back a little.
I am looking.
I interrupted her.
Wanted. Peacock stud. Meta.
That made me sense.
I am looking to pay rent to your male peacock to spend a week with my female. She seems lonely, and I would like her to get a boyfriend for a few days. Yeah.
Peacock stud service.
And then you're going to, like, have them break up? Buy a damn bird.
He's a pimp for peacocks.
All right. That's a thing. Next. Cocker Spaniel stud needed. $400 Mesa. We are looking for a purebred male Cocker Spaniel to breed with our female. Willing to pay half for the fling and the other half when we know she is pregnant. Feel free to discuss. John. Apparently people do these kinds of things. I don't know why. Okay, bye.
Oh, my God.
I think we're just going to let that go. All right. You have the last one today.
Hold on. I just Craigslisted stud. Oh, my God.
Gelbet shit! I already said it once today. So if you've already heard the S word, you're going to hear it again. Gelbet shit! What are you doing? Why is there a zebra stud? Okay, never mind. We're not going to talk about it. All right, Beth sent this one in, nice and short. And also submitted was Katie Kelly.
In case you
Kayla.
Don't know anatomy, you do need studs in zebras too to make babies.
Why did that pop up on my Craigslist feed? Like search.
I don't know.
Like pimping out your zebra. People, stop breeding Z-donks. What? My neighbor has one. They can do nothing with it but feed it. Sorry. And it's going to get laminitis because it's so fat. Katie, Kelly, Kayla, Hannah, Aaron, James, Helen, and Yoshi sent in. Katie, Kelly, Kayla, say that 5 times fast. Beth sent this one in, short and sweet. I'm pretty sure this was Precious. Oh, my God. It's the ad for Precious Magic Gallop Jennings. Here it is. This was her for sale ad. You found it, Beth. Horse. Black horse. Looks pregnant. Broke to walk and trot. Don't like to run. And that's Precious Magic Algae.
Who's also going to found her here soon.
Okay, so remember how skinny she was when I gave her? She was like emaciated. Oh, that didn't take long.
Yeah.
She's on the diet food. She's on grass hay. Like, just, I can't starve her or work her hard enough. It's amazing.
I have one of those. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I think that I liked having skinny thoroughbreds better because now I have all these horses that are, you know, I have Mustangs and ponies. And so it's like disaster. 2 Mustangs and 2 ponies is too much.
Thank you, everybody, for listening in this week. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sending ads to everybody that did, even if you weren't named like Katie Kelly. Kayla. Yeah, Hannah, Aaron, James, Helen, and Yoshi. You will all be put in the running for the prizes. We appreciate
that.
If
you didn't hear your name, it's because you didn't include it. So yes. Make sure if you did send a email that the response was, you know, if we were to write you back, it was a no reply. You didn't send your name. So to get entered, we need your name.
Yeah, it kind of helps. Kind of helps to have information to enter you into the contest. All the shows are coming out right now on the Horse Radio Network. I just wanted to mention a couple. The WEG show, we missed one last month because of Irma, because of the hurricane, and the new one's coming out today, probably yet today. So there's a new WEG show. It's Jumping 101, where we talk all about the world equestrian games and how jumping works. We talked to the chef to keep for the United States of jumping, and he gives us a little bit of insight as to the prospects for the American team as well. So that's coming up. We also talked to Jessica Phoenix, who was our spotlight eventer in 2010 for the WEG and a good friend here of the Horses in the Morning show. Jessica was on because there's a book coming out about her, and she tells us all about the book and gives us a little bit of the dirt that was in it because it was written by her sister.
Oh, dang.
So that's kind of fun. We have Jessica on there. There was the driving show is coming out as well. We missed both of them because of Irma, because Wendy and I are both in Florida, and we just didn't get it together for last month. So there's a new driving show coming out as well as all the other shows on the network. You can find them all on our app. Just search for Horse Radio Network. It's free. It's easy to use. And or on any of your podcast players. One of the things we don't mention very often is that there is a Horse Radio Network master feed that you can find in any of your podcast players. You just search for Horse Radio Network. It has every episode of every show we put out. So if you're a super fan, that might just be easier than doing the individual ones, and then just listen what you want to, because every episode comes out. Also, I'm very excited that, remember we had Jemmy on Friday? We talked about the new show we're doing called Finding Florida. Well, yes.
Wednesday,
I mean. Yeah, we had her on Wednesday.
Thanks,
it is Friday, right? So we had her on Wednesday. Well, we're heading down and we're doing our first adventure tomorrow. So we're very excited about getting that going. Whereas some of our listeners, Jessica texted me that she's going to be meeting us on our travels through Orlando. So we'll have some of our listeners stopping by too. So that'll be fun.
I would like to take a serious moment just to, it's a national holiday, Glenn, and I really think it's important that all women hear about this very, very important national holiday that we're having today. And I'm surprised Jennifer didn't mention it at the beginning of the show in her On Today show, because it's something that speaks to me and it's really important to me. And I would like to let everybody know that it is officially National No Bra Day. So celebrate, ladies. Let them fly.
Can I just say that I'm all in favor of this holiday? On behalf of all men everywhere, we are in favor of this holiday, and it is horse husband approved.
Hey, we music. Let's keep this in mind. We are equestrians. Celebrate responsibly.
All you need is a little vet wrap, Jen.
That kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
Wrap it around the girls just for the ride. Let them fly.